2 RCL monitoring.
Seven Japan, mobile.
Hi, Bob. 10-0-TR. Just sitting here. Just come in from outside. How you be?
I just got done doing battle with the cable company. And four different south of the border speaking representatives. And finally a trip to the cable building. And said, here's all your stuff. Shut my TV off. I'm keeping the internet. I don't want your TV no more.
Bob, I can understand that. They sent me to Miami, Florida once, and there was six Spanish engineers and one that could understand English. He was the seventh, broken English, I guess you'd say. And the superintendent took me outside, and he said about the same thing as you did, but the government the government was ahead of that place.
One guy on there who was telling me I was 3 months behind on my bill, and I went to arguing with him about it, and, you know, he's telling me, well, I'm looking at it right here on the screen, and I says, well, maybe you better get a supervisor on, preferably one that I could understand. So 10 minutes later, he comes back on the phone, and he says, oh, well, sorry, I was on the wrong account.
On account of what? Stupidity. As I always say, Mom, and Darwin said, they walk among us, buddy.
Well, they certainly do, and I've been considering shutting off the TV portion of our cable anyway, because to tell you the truth, I'm the only one that watches any kind of regular cable TV. Sandra streams movies, YouTube, Netflix, all those. That's all she ever uses. Nobody else in the house uses the cable TV except for me, and I watch TV Land and MeTV and all those, which you can actually stream with different streaming apps. So I just, by doing what I did today, saved myself $1,200 a year.
Yeah, the TV is on Charter Spectrum. Is they had a deal one time, and I don't know if it, what the deal was, but it was $19.95 a month, and it said they could never change it, if you can believe that. And so far, over several years, they haven't. I almost changed it one day. They had a deal where you pick out 10 channels you watch, because we don't watch we don't watch HBO and all of that stuff. There's very extremely rare there, you know, unless there's some modern movie like Cool Hand Luke or something like that. more of the Neanderthal generation. But we've kept that. But the only thing that we don't get that I wish we got was the Fox News. But let me drop this. But we have Netflix, and just mainly for the grandkids, and the daughter has Hulu, if you know what I mean, and what else is on there? I would say 99 and 44 one-hundredths of the time we watch over the year, Bob, and I think we get, 40-some channels. And they're great. And if you ever decide to do that, I have a real good channel master antenna that I can recommend. But we get a lot of them from up your ways, and they are of the nature of the TV you seem to like.
And email me that antenna, because what I was thinking about doing is climbing up my tower, put a fixed antenna, and aim it in whichever direction is going to give me the best, and just run a piece of coax down through the tunnel and into the shack there, where that's where most of the TV that gets watched in our house is either in my shack or in our bedroom. The rest of the house, they don't use TV at all. So if you wouldn't mind sending me, what's the cost of that antenna? What did you pay for it?
I have two of them, one facing one way and one facing the other, but it really isn't necessary. And I even have one of those older, cheaper Radio Shack rotators on it. Don't need it. But I can't speak for your location, but I'd say you're a lot better location than I am. Bob, I'd say it might be just a teeny bit over $100. And it's the best channel master antenna they got, and it's kind of a rectangle rather than what you would think. And I forget what the mileage is, good for 100 miles or more. They're superb. And if you see something you want a little bit more, you can always add an amplifier on it, you know. But I don't think you will. And they're all in HD, Bob, because they make all these digital, all the stations are digital now. So we get fantastic pictures even on this 65-inch set.
I climbed up to about 45 feet and mounted that antenna and got it aimed properly. I would probably do pretty good and pull in some of the stuff that I want, which I'm going to probably look into. I think it's going to be my next project there is get some regular TV going and forget this. You know, cable, when they started cable, it was supposed to be, you know, basically you pay for the cable TV and it was all going to be commercial free. And that lasted about a month. And then, now there's more commercials than there is TV and you're paying. My cable bill just dropped $100 a month by doing what I did.
I think ours is, what is it, Bruce? 77 for Charter in the... No, that's Verizon. Charter's 117, I think, Bob. Something like that. But most of that's for the Internet. I don't know. I have to look. I don't pay attention. It just pays automatically. But you get, you'll be able to get Asheville coming in on the back side of that. It won't attenuate it that much. I don't think as close as you are. But we get stations from Asheville. Just all over the place. So I'd say aim it down here towards us, and you'll be fine. And, oh, gracious, I can't tell you all the channels we get. We get DEFY, Defy, True Real, Quest. And I like those shows, kind of like automation stuff, you know, American Restoration, Shipping Moors and stuff. I don't watch that one. But Get TV, This TV, the WHNS, Cozy, Escape, Bounce, and a lot of those are the real old super good westerns. And then you'll also get all of the South Carolina educational channels. And sometimes they have really interesting stuff on there, like more scientific things. But you'll just be amazed at the number of channels you get.
For sure. Probably this week, and you already mentioned a bunch of them that I'd like to watch. I like Me TV, I like Cozy TV, I like TV Land, Get TV. There's several of them that you had mentioned that I watch. I watch the old stuff. I don't watch this new garbage, to tell you the truth. And I do like a weather channel or a local news channel. It sounds like putting an antenna up on top of my tower. Like I said, about 45 feet, aiming it towards you guys, would probably get me most of what you're getting, plus a good part of the Asheville stuff as well.
Roger, this is Andrew Kelly. You'll get Me TV, you'll get all of those, and then you, besides that, you get Grit, G-R-I-T. I just love it. It's all old westerns. I like the old westerns. I don't know. What else, Bernice? I like Modern Marvels of a Morning. We watched Hunter this morning rather than Rawhide. And, you can even watch Baywatch, Bob, at your age if your wife will let you. I don't know if she will or not.
Surprised you at your age. So, all right, listen, Tom, I'm pulling up the driveway here. What was the name of that antenna again, Channel Master?
Yes, sir. I'll run down on the old computer and I'll look it up, but I'm sure you'll find it, and I'll shoot you a picture of mine right quick. All I got to do is lower the stairway there, and there's two of them up there, you got to understand, so it might look a little conflaborated, but it's 31.5 is the Heroes channels, and you can watch Baywatch every night, but I don't know. You've had a little heart trouble, so you be careful. See you, Bob. ND7J and 0GR73. Clear.
All right, Tom, you and Bernice both have a good afternoon, good evening, and I appreciate the info. But, yeah, I think that's going to be, I hope that's not going to be too much load on my antenna, on my tower, but I don't think so. We'll put it up there and fix it in one direction. Have a good one. ND7J, clear QRT.
I guess about 1 pound of wind. I doubt if it's that much, Bob. It's nothing. N0GRT.